anyways, welcome back to another episode of Separate But Equal Podcast, where two niggas conversate about bullshit that's happening in the world. Right now, you feel me?
I like that one.
Right now, we are coming up on one of my most favorite holidays, and a holiday that was made famous for most people by Donald Trump, Juneteenth. And I wanted to do a barbecue, but I reside in Las Vegas, Nevada, where it's currently 108 to 115 on any given day. There's no humidity. It's just dry ass heat and a nigga dark. You feel me? And just like black cars get hotter than white cars, dark skin gets hotter than light skin. So a nigga be about 10 to 15 degrees hotter than most. Because never want to understand why I'm sweating so hard. Nigga, I'm hot. So I'm planning on doing something. I just don't know yet. But nigga, what you trying to do for Juneteenth, if anything?
Well, I wish I could make it out there because Juneteenth is, like you said, my nigga Trump put on for niggas with Juneteenth. It's been around. However, companies ain't start giving paid holidays and right. They ain't start really acknowledging that shit till 2020 when my niggas shouted it out. You know what I'm saying? But
I'm going to get that to Donald Trump. Shout out to Donald Trump. You feel me?
But
I'm acknowledge the fact that he did bring light to it more than my nigga OB. I'm sorry, but I'm just saying.
And it puts a lot of pressure on Biden and Kamala because now I want to see what they gonna do this year. Like, cause everything's starting to open back up. Niggas is traveling. They ain't really thinking about that shit. So is it gonna still be a thing? Are they gonna encourage companies to pay holiday pay, or is it just like?
Well, I think
day.
It's going to be like every other black initiative with this administration. It's going to fall on the back burner to everything the fuck else that's going on. And the excuse is we have to deal with COVID. We have to deal with the crisis in other fucking countries. But we're not going to deal with the crisis that is black America. So I'm not being too hopeful for the Biden and Kamala motherfucking administration when it comes to Juneteenth. If they do it, it will be on the backs and the heels of Donald Trump and the fact that Donald Trump did it.
I got a question. Is there a proper way we supposed to celebrate it, or is it more so just like 4th of July where we just get together, as long as we together having a good time, or is there certain things?
Like, it should definitely be a celebration, you feel me, of black excellence. I feel like any holiday for us, whether it's Black History Month, we're always celebrating black excellence and putting it, you know, at the forefront, because on any other given day or month, we just niggas in the street, you feel me? We just doing our job. We bonnet wearing bitches and do-rag wearing niggas.
Man, don't do that. Don't say that. You can't go into Juneteenth with that attitude.
So what I want for my niggas to do on Juneteenth is be unapologetic.
Bonnet wearing bitches.
I'm telling you, I'm coming out with t-shirts.
That's so fucking funny, but horrible.
It's funny.
You can't say shit like that.
It's not true.
This nigga talking like we ain't recorded. Anyways.
Listen, I love my people enough to talk shit about them. Because I'm one of them do-rag wearing niggas.
I just want to know, like, is there, like, is it cookout? Should we come up with whatever
you want to do to celebrate your blackness. God damn it. If you want to watch a movie, watch a movie. If you want to barbecue, If you want to sit and go, if you want to go to church, God damn it. That's what I know. On Juneteenth, a nigga done got real, I'm not going to say, not spiritual. Because a nigga always been spiritual, you feel me? Always had his relationship with God. But in light of a lot of shit that happened in my life, the shit that's going on with just black people as a whole, a nigga really been just locking down in his relationship with the man upstairs. And, so probably on Juneteenth, I'll spend a lot of time just, you feel me, reflecting on where the fuck we done came from and how far we still got to go. But
yeah.
I can't harp on, you feel me, the bad. I want to celebrate and sit in how far we've come, because we have come a long way. As much as I bitch and moan, you feel me, we've come a long fucking way and we're continuing to grow. A nigga just want to, I honestly just feel like we should be a little bit further. But instead of sitting in that, I'm going to celebrate where we've come from.
Now, when you say we should be a little further, what do you mean exactly? Like, as far as more money in the community mentality?
We know exactly why we're behind financially. So I wish we were further along than, you know, in that. We are still, in my opinion, in 1965 when it comes to how police treat black people. We're still going through that bullshit. So those two main things, I think we also are set back education wise. So there's a couple things that I think that we could be a little bit further along, but getting there is the difficult part.
That's real. Well, I guess I'm gonna start thinking about that then, because like I said, I'm going out of town, but that's more so for my birthday. But yeah, maybe I grill or something that day, do a Soul Train line or something.
You feel me? Sit around with the family, talk shit. That's another fucking thing. Well, I ain't really talked about it like that, but my mom's went on to glory, and so I'm dealing with that right now. But that's something that I want to stress is just stick with your family. You feel me? Talk to them. Because family at the end of the day is all you got, and they ain't guaranteed to always be here. Now, with that being said, I understand that not all families are perfect, you feel me? And
no family's perfect.
No family's perfect, and blood don't always necessarily make you family. But I feel like if you got good relationships and positive relationships with your family, my nigga, keep that shit going.
It's a hell yeah.
Motherfucking thing.
Hell yeah, that's something like, yeah, you got to really be grateful for that. That's something I'm grateful for, is just receiving love from my family. Like, the motherfuckers that get on your nerves all the time, like, I ain't going to sit here and lie. Like, family will push your buttons. But at least from my perspective, when I really, really need them to come through, like, whether it be morally, spiritually, just to listen, or financially, or whatever the case is, they'll try. Even if, you know, this person do a little, they're going to come together for me. And that's right. Something I'm grateful for, because talking to some people, they don't have that at all. You know what I mean? Whether it be with parents, siblings, cousins, uncles, aunts, like, that's a beautiful thing. Like, family, yeah. You can't choose them, but...
You can't. And I think that also can help us as a people, because we're always talking about things in the retrospect of Black people, you feel me? Family is something that I feel like I'm not gonna say that we lack the family, you feel me, dynamic, but family is something that I think that we as a community need to focus more on. I go back to remember who was it? It was a gospel artist, and his 15-year-old son was laying on his goddamn chest.
Fred Hampton?
It was one of them. Or Smokey Norfolk, one of them, right?
Yeah, one of the two.
And I saw a post, and it was a young Black daddy. He had to be like, he wasn't old, you feel me? Like 27, 28. Young Black daddy, he had two twin babies. And he put like a meme, like, show your boys just as much love and affection as you show your little girls. So it was a video of him like giving his little boy kisses on the mouth and the lips. Now, mind you, yes, it is a toddler, a baby. And people were commenting, right? And was like, well, damn, if Black men had this growing up, do you think that we would be not... Let me choose the words wisely so motherfuckers don't get upset.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but I'm going to keep it a buck. I didn't have my daddy. I got uncles. Like, I'm blessed, you know what I'm saying, to have a father in my life. You know, he passed when I was 16. Mm-hmm. And, that nigga done showed me so much love and never kissed me on the mouth ever. Like, on the cheek. Mm-hmm. On the cheek, maybe. And I kiss him on the cheek. But, never on the mouth. The only niggas I let get away with that, and it's okay, is Lil Wayne and Birdman.
Wait, nigga.
I know that was a long time ago, but it's not gay.
How are you okay with that, but you're not okay with your dad?
Because
when you a baby.
What you mean?
Like, if your dad gives you a kiss when you a baby, is that a bad thing?
But you shouldn't even be kissing babies on the mouth. Even if it's a girl, like, to me, I was raised like that's not healthy to kiss a baby mouth to mouth. Your mouth is dirty. You a grown-ass adult. You sucking dick and eating pussy and smoking blunts and drinking Hennessy, and you gonna go kiss your baby in the mouth? I mean,
nigga, then you must not be on Instagram, because niggas be kissing their daughters all up in the mouth.
No, I'm just saying Robert doesn't agree with it. That's
the thing.
Yeah, no. Not even on no gay shit, just health, nigga.
Health. If we really want to talk about it, it's nasty to kiss your baby on the mouth. If you take
babies are pure. Away,
if you take anything away from this podcast today, it's unhealthy to kiss your baby on the mouth.
Big fact. Yeah, hell yeah. Stop that shit. I don't give a fuck if it's a woman and a little girl. Your mouth is, you a sucking dick and you gonna go kiss your baby on the mouth. That is not good. I don't give a fuck
if you brush your teeth. What if you just brushed your teeth?
Bruh, that don't, no.
I'm just saying.
No.
All right.
Can't do it.
Let me tell you, this weekend, right, a nigga pulled out of my AMC stock. I don't know what you want to call it, but a nigga got nervous and pulled the fuck out.
Did you at least catch it on the up?
Yeah, oh yeah. I most definitely caught it on the up, you feel me? But yeah. I see that I'm ignorant to trading. I'm ignorant to stocks, which I have to learn. I got to, you know, get better at it. But I'm also not interested in it. And I feel like if you want to be good at it and actually make some money, you need to be interested in it. And then, you feel me, jump at it. So right now, I done chilled on the stocks and everything, but...
Let me say something about that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really need to be interested in it. Sometimes it's better if you're not interested in it. And I'm going to tell you why. Because if you're not interested in it, then you're not checking it every day and your anxiety isn't through the roof. Like a nigga like me, I be on that like I'm interested in it. You feel me? Mm-hmm. But that shit fuck with my anxiety like a motherfucker. Right. Because you know, you didn't invest enough. You know, sometimes shit up, sometimes shit down. Right. But I didn't have to. I've been doing it for a few years, so I know that it's patience. I know that it's a long game. So I set my shit up. Like AMC, I got stock in AMC just for some little quick couple dollars. But I got my Amazon and my Square and JP Morgan Chase and that kind of shit is going to be around forever, put up, solidify. I got my weed shit that I know is going to grow in the future. Like, so it's one of them things. If you're not interested in, you can just put $100 or whatever, $20 up when you get paid out of a paycheck and just keep doing that. That's the same as you doing a 401k, but not having to pay a nigga fees when you cash that bitch out.
Right.
It's just saving money. You know what I'm saying? So just put your money. I would tell somebody who's not interested, invest in Amazon, invest in all them different companies or indexes that you know going to be around. S&P 500, Dow Jones. Mm-hmm. You ain't even got to be a smart nigga about it. None of that. Like just literally, you can open up Robinhood. Just every 2 weeks you get paid, every week,
shit, put $20, $50. Get your chain rounded the fuck up, you feel me? There's definitely ways to do it. And then if you are interested in it, you feel me, find things that you're interested in and that you feel me, you can see growth in.
For sure.
And invest in that shit. Why not
if you be got a part a closet, of the
brands that you
If you got a closet full buying. Of shoes,
right.
If you got a closet full of shoes, you should have Adidas and Nike stock, flat out.
Right.
100, yep. And just let that shit sit. Every time you go buy a pair of J's, go put you some money up in a Nike and just let that shit accumulate over time.
I know for me, one thing that stopped me is that a nigga was always looking for that instant gratification. Like, ooh, I'm going to put in and pull out. Put in, pull out. Just that quick fucking money. But if you really in it for the long haul, you feel me? That's where you really going to make the money. So I guess you can have the mindset of just being in and out, you feel me? And just making it about that. Or you can have the mindset like you, where you smart about it and you being strategic in your moves.
Yeah, but I feel like what you just said is a curse of us because you do want that lick. Everybody want to hit a lick. Like, you ain't thinking, well, this money is just savings for a year from now, 2 years from now. Like, you like, nigga, I want to turn this $100 into $100,000. And it really don't work that way. Now, you can, so you might get lucky and hit a lick. I ain't taking that away. But the odds aren't in your favor. So it's best to just have some long-term shit. And then if you want to fuck around with Dogecoin and AMC and when it's doing its thing, then, you know, then okay. But fuck that. That's just
Instagram make it look like it's quick. Instagram make it look like it's over the fuck night.
And got you know
motherfuckers
what,
confused and conflicted.
You know what I hate, though, is like you ever seen them ads on YouTube or Instagram about investing? They be like standing in front of a Maserati or a fucking Benz. They like, you want to get this in 10 days?
Condo. Yeah.
Pay for my course. Like, I hate that shit, bro. Like,
that's
even
why
with
I be telling niggas, when y'all be posting them pictures with all that, you see them niggas posting all that money on their arm? That's the money you fools then gave them for their course, and you ain't got shit to show for it.
Even with the Forex classes, like, you can make money trading that shit, but it's like nobody ever shows the losses.
Right.
Well, I did that shit that's years not marketable. Ago, bro.
It's not marketable to show the losses. You want to show the
before
gains,
it was cool.
Right.
Before it was cool, I did that shit years ago because I had a friend that was taking an options class and I couldn't afford to take it. And he was a real nigga and just put me on game. And I started trying this shit on my own. I did a little mock trials, and I put my real money into it. And nobody, like, sometimes you're going to hit, sometimes you're going to lose. And nobody ever shows the losses. That's the crazy part.
Right. Well, what you think would be the benefit of them showing the losses?
To show niggas how real it is. Like, I could tell you, I lost on stocks before because exactly what you just said. Something might go on in your life. Or perfect example. All right. When I moved to Vegas, I didn't have a lot. So when it was time for me to get my agent card, like when I finally got the job and it was like, oh, I got to get this agent card. It's $200. Right. Nigga, I was down on my stocks, hundreds of dollars. But I was like, fuck it. I'm going to cut my losses. $300 right there. I'm about to just take that shit out. Even though I didn't put $500 in, I'm down to $350. I'm going to just take that, buy this agent card. Boom. Now I got a job that didn't make me that money back. $500. Nigga, I made that back in one check. So it's... You know, it's
that
just
was an investment, though.
Exactly. Right. I didn't take it out to go buy some stupid shit. Like, you just got everything. I look at everything now as an investment, bro. Like, my time, not even just money. The time I put into something, like, it's an investment.
Right, right.
Even this right now is a long-term investment, nigga. Like, we might have an episode once that just, boom, go viral, get us over the top, whoop-de-whoop. Great. Right. But, nigga, this episode was 66, 67, so.
Right, we in there.
Even if it do hit tomorrow, like, nigga, this has been a process. Like, this is, like, it's a process. It's an investment. You got to invest in anything you do. And, you know, people will always say, like, well, I don't make enough to invest, or I got to save to invest. Like, but you ain't got to, I don't know, man. You could be broke and invest.
Exactly. You can be broke
even if you
invest.
Even if you a minimalist type of nigga, you can still invest as long as you got some type of income coming in. Like,
nigga, that's a dope ass lifestyle if you can maintain a minimalist fucking lifestyle. Now, I wouldn't be no minimalist as you feel me living in a car, but I can understand, because like right now I don't have cable. That is an expense I don't need, an unnecessary ass expense, like that type of minimalist, just basically using what you need and saving up your bread. Some people take it to the extreme, but a nigga like me, yeah, I could definitely see that. Right now, I'm comfortable. You feel me? Right now, I'm very comfortable. And to become a minimalist, a nigga has to be uncomfortable. So give me a little minute, but I think I might be able to get there. That shit is,
but see,
it looks interesting.
Everybody's minimal is different, too. Like, it would be stupid for you to just be like, hey, I'm about to go live in my car for a month. Right. Like, why?
I mean, if that works for you.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what, I'm not going to eat Chipotle so much this month. Let me slow the fuck down and cook. Right. Like,
yeah, you can back up on certain shit, you feel me? A nigga tried to be a minimalist with weed. Nigga.
But see, there's ways to do that. What do you mean? Elaborate. Like,
a nigga tried to do a little tolerance break, you feel me? I said, okay, I'm going to cut back, try to make this shit last a little bit longer. I always say that shit. I get an ounce. Let me make this shit last more than 4 fucking days, bruh. 3 days in, a nigga down.
So then maybe you just need to cut everything. That's an essential. So cut everything else except that.
No, because my problem is, bro, to be honest, I don't smoke anymore to get high. A nigga smoke because he's bored. If I'm watching a show, I need something to do, I'm smoking. If I'm on the phone, I need something to do, I'm rolling up. A nigga just smokes to be, you feel me, because he's bored. I don't smoke to get high no more. So I think I need to change that mindset of, nigga, do something else to get your mind off of smoking.
It's medicine. That's why you do it.
Yeah.
Because think about it. If you didn't do it, now me, I can only speak for me. I can't say how you would be. But me, if I stop smoking, I'm very, very mean and irritable and an asshole. Like, even more so than now.
Yeah,
like,
I am. Damn.
I can't.
Like, I'm short-tempered. A nigga get annoyed.
About little shit. Like, it's hard for me to keep my mouth shut about shit. And then I'm a flip. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know me. I try to always stay chill and level-headed. Right. Like, I'm going to flip the fuck out about some little shit that's just gone. Yeah.
I know too much about niggas flipping out over little shit. I think everybody has somebody in their life that be like that. It's no fun.
Yeah, I got to smoke. And it's like, I know that, so it's just kind of, and I feel like that's it's just an exercise at this point.
That is true, because a nigga will get irritable, you feel me? A nigga low-key won't be able to sleep until he smokes.
Exactly.
That shit is annoying. Yeah. Damn. So, okay, I'm not... So then I'll be addicted to this shit?
I am. Some people don't like saying
I'm addicted. I think I am. I am. Let me change the word.
Some people don't like admitting it because it's weed and you don't want it to sound like crack, but it is what it is, nigga. I'm addicted.
No, because an addiction, you have withdrawals. You feel me?
Yeah, go without smoking. I bet you have. I had them. I had them when I moved. So back to the minimalist shit.
Dependent. When I moved, I think we could be dependent on weed, but not addicted, nigga.
Let me break this down to you. So when I moved to Vegas, that's when that minimalist shit really kicked in my head. But my idea of being a minimalist, like, all right, so boom, I moved out there. I had a Siegel Suites for 2 weeks. It was paid for 2 weeks. And I had a few hundred dollars in my pocket. That was it. No job, nothing, nigga. Like, I didn't even have, you want to be totally honest with you, bro? I didn't have a blanket on my bed. Like, I didn't have a pillow. I didn't have shit. Like, shit. So that put me in the mindset of, okay, when shit started clicking, it was like, okay, I don't really need this much. When I first got hired at the shop, nigga, you know how depressing it is? Them first like 2-3 weeks, I didn't smoke and I worked at a dispensary.
Right, right.
Like, I moved out here to smoke. My first 420 out there, I didn't smoke a lick of weed. I didn't have a roach, nigga, not no garbage weed, nothing, nothing. And one thing it did make me do, I was focused on, like, I had like really, I always got really big dreams, but I was more focused and I had time to like sit and write the shit out because I didn't have nothing to do.
Right.
And I was, so I can say, like, I guess I was a little more productive as far as getting my ideas out.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, them first few nights, I was sweating. It was hard for me to sleep. I was like cold sweats type shit. I was very, impatient, very just mean, honestly.
Right.
Like, I was, you know what I'm saying? It just standoff. Like, I just couldn't, it just, I was fucked up. Like, that shit really did affect me. I couldn't eat the same. And then, and as soon as I could start smoking, I got right back to it. Like, and been doing it ever since. Missed a beat since. So it's like, and then throughout
my, that's crazy. I never knew people actually, like, I knew I get irritable and you feel me, but damn. Cold sweats and shit.
Think about it like this. How long is the longest time you went without smoking since you started? And when was that? Honestly.
I don't know. I don't think I've gone more than 3 days without smoking.
So just imagine.
Yeah.
Going without smoking.
A nigga could do it. You feel me? A nigga could do it. But why want to do it.
Exactly. Why would you want to?
Right.
If there's no, my reason if is because no I was reason, poor.
Why would you want to? But if you're put in that position, right.
Nigga, my reason, because it was either buy weed or be homeless, nigga. That was it. So I really couldn't do it. Now, that's the thing with the minimalist shit. I'm not about to be a minimalist so I can go do dumb shit. Like, if I'm a minimalist, I'm cutting out the boys. Like, I used to have over 70 pairs of shoes in my closet.
For what, nigga?
I don't. 2 feet. Exactly. Exactly. And not to say I won't, like, I do like looking nice in shoes and shit, but I realize it's a waste. It's a waste. Like you just said, you got 2 feet, bro. If you ain't buying that shit, like stocks to resell and all that shit, like,
right.
What are you getting so dressed for to, you know what I'm saying?
To take just, an Instagram picture, nigga.
But not even that. I don't even do shit. I just like looking good just cause, but
because
just
you know why? Because you got pride about yourself, my nigga. Listen to Monique.
Oh my God. Anyway, I can't do that. Now, I will say I did have in my mind, I thought one time when this was moving to Vegas, I was like, yeah, I might end up just getting a car, living in that bitch and showering at Planet Fitness. I did think about that.
See?
But I didn't have shit. That video you sent me, she had a fucking job and a nigga.
Yeah, a job.
Why are you doing this?
I was watching it. A job and a nigga. So I sent him this clip of this black chick, cute shorty too. And she's a minimalist, right? To the extreme. Like, she live out of her car. You feel me? Got a job, got a dude, like you just said, but she live out of her car. I thought that shit was interesting as fuck because I could not know. That couldn't be an option at all. But she does it not because she has to. She did choose to live in her car, but she says she does it because she doesn't like to be stuck in one place. She likes to travel around, and with the job Amazon, she come there, make a quick break because they get paid every week, and then she can go and travel and do what she want to do. Cool. If it works for you, it works for you. But that's some extreme commitment. That's why when you said she's doing it for YouTube, my nigga, she don't make enough on YouTube to do that shit. Like, she probably really liked doing that shit and decided, yo, recording it, getting 35,000 views also gets me another source of income. It's a hustle.
I'm going to be honest, bro, just because I know how shit go in today's day and age. You might be right, but in my heart, I feel like she be recording that shit and then go right in the house.
That's what people in the comments be saying. People in the comments be like, why don't you ever record yourself sleeping? Like, record yourself sleeping in the car. And it's, I just watched the video because she was like,
that's funny.
That's fucking creepy. Like, why do you want me to just record myself in a dark ass car sleeping?
I do need proof. I do need proof, though. Because, like, I don't believe that shit, bro. She look too clean.
Nigga, she takes showers at Planet Fitness.
Yeah, but still,
she's not living on the streets, my nigga. She's living in her car, sleeping at truck stops.
That's disrespectful to real homeless niggas.
No, it's
not. Think about it.
No, how?
Think about it.
How?
Show a homeless person her video.
Does a homeless person have a car? If a homeless person had a car, they'd live in it.
My point exactly. This bitch got a house she could go to.
She doesn't want to, though.
Exactly. That's
so
ungrateful.
What's wrong with that?
The homeless people ain't got shit.
Like I said, listen, she living her best life right now. She not paying no bills for no house.
You sleep, my nigga, you sleep in a truck stop, bro. She could be selling pussy, all kind of shit. You talking about $1,000 a week at Amazon.
Now, you upset.
Hours.
You upset that she living in her car and you talking about some selling pussy.
Yes. Nigga? Yes, I'm mad. Yes.
Yeah. And you love women so much. You going to stop me from calling them a bitch.
That's empowering.
But you talking about selling pussy instead
That's
of sleeping in your car.
That's women empowerment, my nigga. Use what you got and get some money. You only sleep, nigga. If I was a woman and it came
this
down
nigga
to me
Diamond
selling pussy,
from Players Club.
Making $1,000, you can make $1,000 a night or $1,000 a week working 60 hours at Amazon. What you gonna choose? Or
nigga, you could if you want to do it that way, you can also do that in OnlyFans, my nigga. Show your feet.
Okay, but look, hold on.
Show your feet.
Even that's just so nasty. But anyway. Without even being a hoe, think about it like this. If you got a nigga, right? You could just fuck with your nigga and live with him and work at Amazon and stack your bread up and travel. Like, that's why I don't believe it.
But that's not what she wanna do.
Well, she's stupid. That's just what it is.
Like I said,
I'm sorry.
I couldn't live in no motherfucking car. That's just not something I could do. But if it's good for somebody else, what's the problem?
I slept in a car twice on two.
I don't believe you
because
you didn't record
life.
It and I didn't see it, so I don't believe you.
Shit, it ain't nothing I even want to do again, my nigga. So don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it. You will never see that. That shit ain't cool. Like, sleeping in a car you don't got to, nigga. What the fuck?
Yeah, I definitely couldn't. Like, she live in, I think, South Carolina, some shit, or North Carolina, but can't do that shit.
And was in Ohio.
No ass gonna be. Oh, she was in Ohio. She was. But she's from one of them states. But, you couldn't do it in fucking Vegas. Your ass would be dust.
Oh, it's hot as fuck.
It don't make no sense. That's why I say it only works for people in certain places. You feel me?
But you know what, though? Even in somewhere like Ohio, it still get cold. Like, it's going to be one or the other. Like, so what you do all year round? Like, you want me to believe she do this shit all year round, bro?
Nigga, watch her YouTube channel. Every fucking day she put up a
I'm not
video.
Giving that bitch, I mean, that girl no views.
Damn. Damn. Listen to this, nigga. The real Robert comes out when he's high, bruh. Just want to let you know. All that, don't call women bitches. That's a whole facade. This nigga's a fraud.
Oh, you can't call me a fraud. I ain't a fraud.
Yeah,
don't
listen to my nigga J. Cole. Did you listen to his album?
The new idea. It, you
this
know,
nigga
I'll be
called
honest.
Out all the frauds, and it was therapeutic to listen to.
I got
to
listen
was
again.
Speaking to us.
It was cool. I'm a big J. Cole fan, but this one, it didn't hold me like the rest of them. I got to go back and listen because usually his shit catch me, but this one, it was like,
I think because I was highly anticipating it, it just hit. The shit just hit. Like, smoking a blunt to the album, the shit hit. Song after song after song. The nigga was talking to us, our generation. Niggas, wake the fuck up. That's what I got from the album. The shit was cool. I liked it. The beats was nice, you feel me? It wasn't too deep. It wasn't too, you feel me, fucking Chance the Rapper. It was cool. It was J. Cole to J. Cole to J. Cole.
I like J. Cole, too. I stood in the rain to see J. Cole one time.
See, I will never understand that shit. Like, maybe because I haven't been to concerts. I've never been to a concert.
Never?
Never. Not one.
Oh, that's the next move. That's what we're going to do. Next time I come out there, we're going to go.
Let me explain.
We're going to go to Life is Beautiful or something.
No, we're not. Let me explain.
Yeah, I'm taking you. Like to do shrooms and shit, too. Let's do it. I'm with it. I'll do the shrooms if you bring them to Life is Beautiful. I'm there with you. That's the deal.
So let me explain. The way this nigga's anxiety is set up, you know, they say, don't let the motherfucking terrorists win. Oh, they won on my ass. I cannot be in no big ass group at no concert with no disgruntled employee or angry. I was about to say something disrespectful. Angry person with an AK-47. I'm good, bro. As soon as I get in a crowd, my nigga, the first thing I'm looking for is an exit. To be so 100 with
that's
you.
That's cool.
I'm looking for an exit, and it does not allow me to enjoy the shit. So concerts are fun and cool on Instagram. I could watch the shit on YouTube. But going,
listen,
I'm
though,
good.
I do the same. I'm just telling you, I do the same. That's just some real nigga shit. You got to look for your exits, whatever. But something like a Life is Beautiful, any type of festival like that is outside. You're going to be, we're going to pregame.
October 1 in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hear me out.
It was outside. I'm good.
But see, Life is Beautiful in September. They ain't shooting in September, just October.
Stop.
So look. You're going to be outside. It's going to be a vibe, my nigga. You're going to be around a bunch of niggas just happy and high and dancing. Like, bro, I'm telling you, when I be like, nigga, I start raging.
I do not want to be down and depressive. They shot up a garlic fest. Niggas just wanted to go and get garlic, my dude. Garlic.
But that's what I'm saying. The festivals I'm talking about, it don't. Like, you got to go through security and motherfucking metal detectors. Like, they keep you safe, bro.
The Boston Massacre.
The worst thing. I'm going to tell you, hold on. The worst thing that happened at a music festival I've been to is like underage drinking and motherfucking niggas throwing beer during a performance.
The sad thing is I know that the chances are probably slim. The bad thing is I can't help that the way my brain is fucking wired. That's how I'm going to say it. There's my excuse. The way my brain is wired, I immediately go to the worst possible fucking thing, and it doesn't let me enjoy the shit. Like, I'd be anxious the whole time. A nigga might be nauseous if I'm being so 100. The only way
okay, which you'd have to find somebody who you really, I don't know who you like the most, but you'd have to find somebody you really like to kind of, to where when they come on stage, you ain't, you know what I'm saying, you know where the exit is and shit already. But you ain't, once right. That song come on, you love, you ain't really thinking about it for about 3 minutes at least. Like,
I think also the amount of people, because the amount of people, I can't do a lot of motherfuckers either. So like a movie theater packed, cool. A amphitheater, not actually, no, let me take that back. Because me and a homie went to Staples Center and we watched a Laker game for my birthday. That wasn't bad. Staples Center's big.
I compare the things because they're events. Now, I agree with you as far as clubs. I don't like being in clubs crowded with mm-hmm. people. But if I'm somewhere where there's an activity like a performance or a game, or like, I can do that. But I feel you as far as like just niggas together, like a whole bunch that of people in one.
Bro, that shit be so. And the crazy thing about it, bro, is I used to talk so much shit. And I think this is God punishing my black ass. I used to talk so much shit when I heard about people and they would say anxiety. I was infamous for saying, oh, that's a fucking excuse. The fuck is anxiety? Come on. And then listen. That bitch walked up on me, tapped my shoulder, and said, I'm here.
Well, we gotta conquer our anxieties one day. So it ain't gotta be today, but one day we're gonna go to a concert. Cause I feel like you'll end up enjoying it. Like, I'm gonna tell you something. So I don't like crowds and all that shit, but this one time I left a girl for Jay-Z, bro, and Meek Mill.
See, Jay-Z concert would be dope as fuck, my nigga. But
my nigga. Look, I'm about to tell you, so he was performing, right? He was headlining the shit. Mm-hmm. Nigga, it was great. He did a great performance, right? So, boom, he said, good night, everybody. Nigga's walking out. I'm walking out with my homeboy's girl cousin. It was just me and her. We got separated, so it's just me and her. So, the rule for all the listeners, if you ever been to a festival or something, you know you're not supposed to leave your group. Like, you stay with who you, you know what I'm saying? Especially
a
female.
Fucking safety precautions. What the fuck?
No. But think about it. If me and you go somewhere,
it makes sense.
We came together, we leave together. So me and old girl, we just met, but we was together. It is what it is. That's my nigga's cousin, whatever. Right. So I'm walking out. We walking out talking about how great the show was, yada, yada, yada. this nigga Jay-Z takes like a golf course to the other stage. Meek Mill mm-hmm. comes out like, hold up, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished. Nigga, I start running with the crowd. I left that bitch, never seen her to this day.
Damn.
Hey, I'm a thot.
Damn. But no, I get it. It's Hove. It's Hove. I get it.
Not nigga, after performing, like this nigga did a whole like hour set, then came back, did like 30 more minutes of more music. I'm like, I was gone.
I feel it. But okay. So I'm going to hold you to it, goddammit. Now that I thought about it, you said you're going to do shrooms? I'll go to the motherfucking Beautiful Life goddamn concert.
Yeah, it got to be something like that outdoors. Like, because when I went, I was drunk as fuck and I was just happy, nigga. It was art. Drunk?
That shit don't even sound fun, my nigga. Shit moving, shit wavy. No, nigga.
I went with the homie one day.
LSD, wonderful.
But I went with the homie one day and it was my first time kicking it with him and that shit was so dope, bro. It was hella art and shit. It was dope.
Oh, so you definitely gonna fuck with shrooms then? If you liked all the art and the music.
In that setting, yeah, I would. I microdose, but yeah.
You said microdose. No, we're not doing that because if I'm gonna jump, you got me fucked up. If I'm going into the goddamn pulpit of bullshit, you feel me? You taking an eighth at least.
You gonna have to babysit me.
That's okay. That's okay because I've done this before, you feel me? I'm the shroominator, goddammit.
I'm gonna trigger your anxiety because I'm gonna do some dumb shit.
Could you imagine we both on shrooms, my ass freaking the fuck out, you freaking the fuck out.
No, I'm gonna be naked in the grass or some shit. I ain't gonna be freaking out.
At that point, that's when I would run away and never see you again.
That's why I don't do drugs.
Listen. These are not drugs. These are enhancers. All they do is enhance the life experience. Drugs, niggas, is heroin, cocaine.
Bruh, it's all drugs, nigga. Man-made, land-made. It's all drugs.
Man-made, we all addicted. Land-made. There's another T-shirt, nigga. Come on.
We all addicted to it. We all got our vices. It is what it is. Yo, I'm addicted.
Speaking of drugs, one of your dear friends. Somebody that I'm getting to know, she brought up the conversation of black holes. Do you know what a black hole is?
I like how you just connected that with drugs. Do you think they got drugs in other planets?
You know they got drugs in other planets. But do
they
you know,
got I'm, gas,
I'm
probably.
Looking up black holes right now because Robert doesn't believe in black holes.
Explain to me what a black hole is.
A black hole is a region of space-time where gravity is so strong that no particles or even electromagnetic radiation such as light can escape from it. The theory of general relativity, come on words, predicts that a sufficiently compact mass can deform space-time to form a black hole. So that's what it is, right? Some bullshit. So she was talking about, so am I. So she was talking about how she saw a documentary, I think, or she read something, I think it was a documentary, about how a whole... I think galaxy was sucked up by a black hole, right? And she was saying she got to thinking, her brain went to, damn, we don't know if a whole civilization was on that black hole, you know, on that galaxy or on them planets and got sucked up. A whole motherfucking civilization. That ain't where my brain went. Cool, interesting. My brain went to, God damn it. I'm over here stressed about bills. I gotta clock in, I gotta go to work. This weed is expensive. My back hurts. I'm upset. I'm frustrated, right? For no reason. If at any point I could be sucked up by a black hole and never thought of knowing about, just see ya. How does that make you feel?
Like I'm high thinking. I mean,
think
what
about
do you,
it, nigga. Like, we could get hit it, but... by a motherfucking rock, what are them shits called? A crater and be gone.
So,
poof.
So. What's the alternative? You gonna enjoy being a minimalist and not doing shit, being homeless and just saying fuck it into the world in?
What my dream, my hope, my Barack Obama would be is that we as a humanity would push back against the fucking bullshit. And we decide we ain't paying no goddamn bills. You feel me? If I want that car, I'm going to get it because I'd fucking live here and I want that motherfucking car. What's up?
That's nice, but you know what it is? The person with that car want that bread so they can go live their best life. Because if the world end, they can say, hey, at least I went to Dubai. At least I went to here. At least I went to there. You got to get money, man. Like, I, what you saying in theory, yeah, that's cool, but we too far gone, nigga. I want some money, nigga.
It's very high utopian society kind of some shit that will never fucking happen. But I truly got some people thinking.
Some people do have that mentality. Like, you know what? This could all just get sucked up by a black hole and we could be non-existent. Like, what? Because honestly, what does it mean? What does it matter? Like, the money is just paper.
What does it matter?
What does it mean? What does it matter? But most of the people who also say that be like on crack or something, or they be like homeless. Like, I didn't talk to homeless people in Vegas. Like, that be their mindset. Like,
but let me tell you something. I feel like homeless
people, they living for the moment.
Homeless people have a really good insight on life because they see a lot of shit that we don't normally
sometimes
see. They see a lot of shit and they've gone through some shit that we don't normally fucking see. Now, you got to be able to decipher if this motherfucker is just talking out the side of his ass or if he really didn't see some shit and went through some shit in life that got him to this point. I fuck with homeless people, some of them. I do. There's a lot of them where I work at and they cool. It's a nice community of motherfuckers. Some people are in situations because they can't, you feel me? Some motherfuckers do it because, damn it, that's what they want to do. They want to be a minimalist.
That's what I'm saying. So if you cool, like, go live under the ground. You know it's the city under the ground.
If you're okay with saying go live under the ground, why are you so mad with somebody living in a car?
Because this shit's stupid. If you ain't go live under the ground, Daquan, I'd come out there personally and beat your ass. That'd be the one time we fight. Don't ever let me catch you living somewhere you ain't got.
Well, I've already decided this, nigga. If I was ever down on the outs and I was homeless, you wouldn't see me. I'm not on the corner holding a sign because of my pride. A nigga is up in the mountains, fending for himself, eating rabbit's feet. I'm just being honest. I've thought about it. If I ever am homeless, I'm up in the mountains. I'm in the wilderness. A nigga will never see me again.
How did you just skip, like, working for Amazon, living with someone? Like, how did you?
Because you said, nigga, you said, if you ever are under a bridge, I'm going to beat your ass. I said, nigga, let me tell you something. I'll never be up under a bridge. A nigga's going to be up in the mountains, living off the land.
Go ahead. Do
you ain't catching me under nobody's bridge, my nigga.
I want a condo, nigga, a loft or some shit. You gotta be
you
fucked
want
up.
That, but you currently don't have it. So just keep having the aspirations. But damn it, if
no,
I fall down on
I'm
my
saying.
Luck and I have to fend for myself, damn it, that's what I might have to do, Mr.
But
Condominium.
What I'm saying is, I want that. So if the world does get sucked up by a black hole, all right, like this. So boom. Let's say you're right, okay? Let's say there are black holes sucking up universes every so often. And it happens so much, right? Whenever it does happen to us, do you want to go out in the mountains like with nothing, or do you want to?
But my thing is, what would it matter, my nigga? Are you coming back later?
It matters
to you. My life was.
It matters.
We're gone. Nothing is matter no more. We're done. Poof, be gone, nigga. What does it matter if I was a caveman or a multi-billionaire? What would it matter?
No homo, I wish I could hug you right now because I think you just need a hug. For real, like, that's, yeah.
I want to punch this nigga dead in his forehead, bruh. The shit
that's
he be
like
trying
you.
To talk.
But it's like, no, honestly, though, because I feel where you come, I had those thoughts, but at the same time, it's like.
That's all it is, my nigga. I'm not living up in the mountains. It's a thought. Don't think too much.
Yeah, but I don't want you to start, because the thoughts start to turn into action. So let's just
nigga,
keep it.
I'm the manager of a goddamn dispensary in Las Vegas. Where the fuck am I?
Bruh, I didn't see. It'd be people in your position. Like, you'll be super successful and be like, you know what? Fuck all this. What does it matter?
Well, let me make it very clear. I'm not there.
Privileged,
make it very
privileged
clear.
White people do that shit all the time. I'm just going to take a year and go journey. Like, what the
Bruh,
fuck?
I wish I could do some bullshit like that, but I'm not there. I'm not there.
That shit is, yeah, fuck that. Live your best life.
There it is. Whether that's in a motherfucking mountain or in a condominium.
No, that's not your best life. No.
You can't tell somebody what their best life is, my nigga. That's your problem.
Compared to just living in the mountains, like fending for yourself. Yeah, you can live in the mountains and be like,
my nigga,
in a
Bear Grylls goes out there for fun all the time. Granted, he's making millions making the shows, but the nigga stay out there in the wild.
But it ain't like he's staying in a rinky dink tent.
No, he, yeah, all right. All right, nigga, whatever. Whatever. All this has taught me is Robert can't just have a high ass. That's why I want him on shrooms, because he just is over analytical of everything. He couldn't just go off with the black hole theory. He had to press, well, what is it? Well, why? Get the fuck out of here, nigga. Let your brain wander. If you take anything away from this podcast, let your brain wander.
I guess. I don't know.
There you go. There you go. Back in his box. Back in his fucking box. All right, y'all.
Back in his box.
Goddamn episode. Be blessed. Don't stress. Let me know what you're doing for Juneteenth.